T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, my name's Sonic. I'm on my way to catch my flight right now, but I have a question for you. Do you ever judge the people that board your flight last? Well, that's me, boarding group C. This week we're going to discuss chocolate-covered body parts as gifts for Valentine's Day, and I'm going to take you to the streets of Chicago and find out why you're walking down Michigan Avenue. Welcome to my podcast. Put your seatbelts on and your tray tables up.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Flight 312 to Chicago is now boarding group C.
First episode, welcome to Boarding Group C. That's what I'm naming this podcast. I have it's Sonic, by the way, 104.3 Jams. I have Angie with me. Angie is the producer of the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
You know what? I wanted to ask you, because you have a nickname around here, Shrimp. You're short. Do you like that or no? Or is it like...
No, I don't mind being called Shrimp. I mean, I am short, so it's like, whatever.
Okay, because Nina from B96 Next Door originally called you that. That's where I got it from. And then every time I see you, I just love it. I'm like, hey, what's up, Shrimp? But then I'm like, man, does that offend her? So I've never asked you.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with it. Okay. It's better than some of the things I've been called.
True. I know what that's like. Boarding group C, if you've ever flown Southwest, boarding group C is for that's just the group of people that don't have their life together because you didn't check in 24 hours ahead of time. So now you have to sit in the middle seat. You
know what I'm saying? For all the peasants.
Yeah. So my life is pretty much a mess. That's why I'm going to call this podcast Boarding Group C. Thank you for being here today. We're going to talk Valentine's Day stuff because Valentine's Day is next week. And I said, hey, Ange, let's think of some Valentine's Day topics. What do you have? And then she emails me. Let me get this email here. Outrageous Valentine's Day gifts, crazy ex stories, first date gone wrong. We're going to tackle right out the box outrageous Valentine's Day gifts, such as, this is what Angie emails me. A chocolate imprint of your butthole. I've seen those actually online.
They're
hold
real.
Hold on. Would a female want a chocolate imprint of someone of their man's butthole?
I don't know.
It looks like a balloon knot, first of all. Like
right.
A chocolate balloon knot.
It does. I mean, I personally probably wouldn't, but I know there are a lot of girls out there that might appreciate it.
It's just gross to me. I mean, you get where we're going. I'm trying not to be too graphic because it's just like poop and poop jokes and fart jokes. It's just like, that's not where I want to go ever. But it's, first of all, it's an imprint of a butthole.
Right.
Then it's chocolate. So, you know what I'm saying? Like chocolate, but
yeah,
that's just
it
gross.
Like
that's
a not huge mess.
Exactly. And you don't want any of that on the corner of your mouth.
Definitely not.
But I mean, I can't see anybody. It's got to be like a prank thing, like for that couple that's funny that plays pranks on each other.
Right, right, right.
Right. So no one's taking
or
that serious.
Or for fun, yeah.
No one's taking it serious. No one's like, yo, thank you so much. I'm about to do a good chocolate butthole.
Definitely not. I think they're kind of expensive too, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's look them up. Okay.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Let's see, chocolate butthole. How do you know how to Google it?
We can just
edible buttholes. Edible anus milk. Wait, what? Edible anus.
You can't.
Oh, we can't go on there on our Wi-Fi. It won't let us. It's like, dang, we're gonna get another virus up in here.
Oh my goodness. Sonic, I think your computer's crashing.
No, it's not. Don't say that. It's all I got. This is all. My life depends on this computer.
That was it.
On Amazon? Oh, edible anuses. Okay, we're now... Yeah, that's it. We're on Amazon. They actually look like a backwards
Pringles,
roly-poly or something.
Or like Pringles.
Pringles, because they're curved. That's so gross.
I'm trying to picture how they would even get that imprint.
Oh, and then if you leave them on the front seat of your car and they get all melty? Gross.
So how much is it?
$9.44? No way.
Nah, I think that's the wrong site.
First of all, if I'm going to send you my butthole, I'm not...
way more than
$10. Yeah, I want that to be gold-plated. There's some gold flakes in there.
They
okay.
do have gold ones.
Do they go by size? Like if you have a bigger butthole?
Right, because sometimes with the clothes, like a small is cheaper than a large.
Yeah, or like a Slurpee. Go to small or go to Starbucks, venti.
That's true.
In a tall.
That's true.
I hope I have a tall butthole, not a grande.
Oh my goodness. I mean, that's a cool gift. That's a cool gift. What's next?
Yeah, let's get moving on. Moving on. Life-size 3D male part made of chocolate.
Yeah, so that's the male part.
Wow. I don't even want to go.
That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool?
I guess. I don't know. It's like 3D. It's like, bam, right there. I don't know. It could be fun.
Oh, I never noticed you were crooked. You're a lefty, huh? All right.
Oh, man.
There's also boxers with a picture of the girl's face on them.
Yeah, like you would
Let me pull that up. Like, where is the face picture? Go ahead.
It's all over, but the main part of the face would be right in the middle, kind of where it would normally go.
Getting a little too sexual here for my liking.
I mean, it's Valentine's
Day. I'm an introvert in the bedroom, okay? I can talk about... Oh, wait. That's part of the email. I'm not a very good... I'm at a fifth grade reading level. Just get off me.
Oh, man.
I was also thinking of some Valentine's Day stuff yesterday that we could talk about. And so then I read on Facebook, someone else posted and I stole it because that's all I do on Facebook. I just steal posts and repost them. Act like I made them up.
Right.
Actually, I don't act like I made them up. I will own it that I do... steal and share. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's anything wrong
with
that.
Everybody, you're
Yeah. And if someone calls me, I'll be like, yo, thank you. Or sometimes I write under the comment, and if I steal a meme, like, I'm stealing this. You know what I mean? It's just
Yeah.
I could play fair. I hate it when people try to act like they made it up or they plagiarize. I posted this last night on Jams's Facebook page, 104.3 Jams. I said,
oh, I saw.
What do women really want for Valentine's Day? Ange, did you read any of these?
I did not.
As a woman, what would you want? What do you really want for Valentine's Day besides the chocolate b-holes and the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could get materialistic. I do like jewelry. It doesn't even have to be anything crazy. It could literally be something from like Pandora. I do like Tiffany's, but.
Okay. For an uneducated gift giver like myself, what are we looking at? You said a bracelet?
Yeah. Like a bracelet.
How much is that?
Maybe like $70.
Oh, okay.
It's not too bad. Uh-huh. Yeah. Non-materialistic things. I mean, honestly, like I'd be cool with dinner and then going back to your place and like watching a movie, hanging out, playing games.
Attention.
Yeah, I'm a quality time kind of person.
Right, okay.
So I just, yeah, your time and attention.
Time and attention.
What were
Perfect.
Some of the things
someone said that? That's why I said that. I've always been this way. If I've been in a relationship, I don't do the flowers. I don't do the roses to someone's work because, first of all the flower shops and the floral shops inflate their prices. Like around Valentine's Day, dozen roses. I don't even know how much. I'm sure it's over $100, right?
Probably.
And then the roses die. So it's like a pointless gift to me. I always like to get, especially around the holidays, I like to give gifts that people could use. You know what I'm saying?
Practical things.
Practical. Thank you. So Valentine's Day is just a wash for me. So time and attention. I love that. Like dinner, that's good. Even though restaurants do up their prices around the Valentine's Day for dinners.
I think that's okay though. I think it's like a one-time thing. You just, you know, you find a really cool place somewhere like kind of intimate and romantic and, you know, you don't do it every single day. So I think that it's okay.
Yeah. Or couples, I know some couples that have been in the game a long time. They've been together a long time and they'll go to dinner for Valentine's Day a couple days early or late. So
they
can skip the inflation.
Oh my gosh. Me and my ex actually used to do that. We used to go like a week later.
Yeah. Why not? Someone said tacos.
That's a good one. I love
a date to myself. I saw something earlier because I checked this right when I woke up because I love attention. And so I can't find this comment now. Amanda Martin said a new phone or gift cards.
What? Girl, that sounds like your birthday.
I know. 8 hours of sleep. That's a mom right there for sure.
For sure.
Roses and chocolate covered rose with a love note.
Oh, the love note is cute.
Really?
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I saw that. I'm so stupid. I forgot. I started writing. Okay, so someone said I want a handwritten letter. So I started writing a letter to my future girlfriend if I had one.
Oh, my gosh. Can we hear it? I need to hear this, Sonic.
Okay. But
I already see the deer line and I'm dying.
Okay, I hope this isn't stupid because I stopped typing it because I'm like, this is just dumb.
No, let's hear it.
Okay. So I don't even know if this is a legitimate handwritten note. Here it goes. Dear baby mama, sorry this is a day late. I was busy catching up on Breaking Bad. I know I'm a million years late on that too, but to be honest, I can't wait to start Game of Thrones after this season.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I'm going to try not to laugh. Anywho, thank you for being in my life and helping me be the best person I could be. As a 40-year-old man that wears Crocs, you could imagine how much that means to me. I was going to come home and rip up some mango White Claws with you, but I forgot that I drank them with our neighbor Michelle across the street on Sunday. How silly of me. This is stupid. I already know what you're going to ask, so I'll just tell you, yes, we had our clothes on this time. I still don't understand how she drinks so much while she's on house arrest. Anywho, times two. Never mind. That's it.
Wait, okay, why am I crying? This is, like, so fake but so cute because it's, like, so you. I don't know.
I didn't hear you over there. Our studio right now is so janky. If I could paint the picture that I have my back turned to Angie, so I had no idea what her facial reactions were, and I was trying to read, so.
I like it.
She's crying right now.
Because it's so cute. Sonic, everything you wrote is so you. See, I think whoever that girl is, she will love that letter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I should have kept going. I don't know what happened last night. Oh, I know what happened. My computer died, and I was like, oh, F it.
You were looking up chocolate buttholes.
No, that was last night, and then it just died, so I didn't feel like getting my charger and plugging
it
in. We're going back to this. Handwritten love note. A nice handwritten love note. Two people said that. Mm. Guys, you might need to do this for your ladies. Jose, why is a dude commenting on this?
What did he say?
He said, chicken tacos. What an idiot.
Oh my gosh.
What a clown. A good man. Jennifer Barber.
Aw.
Sleep and more sleep, another mom. Plants, all of the plants. Huh?
Plants or flowers?
Food. I'm always hungry. Delicious food. Flowers are a plus. I'm okay with that if you get like a single rose or something, if you pick up your lady on the way to...
You know what I'm noticing though?
Dinner. What's up?
That us girls are not... We don't require as much as guys think that we do.
That's true. Some guys like me, I'm an overthinker. So I'll be like, I'll stress out. Oh, no. Is she going to like this? Whatever. You can just write a silly note. Take them out to dinner. Doesn't have to be a good dinner. I mean, like an expensive dinner. A good dinner, but not expensive. Am I right?
Yeah.
This girl just posted a picture of a bunch of tacos in a heart shape.
That's cute.
Yeah, I like the heart-shaped pizzas, too, like street tacos in a heart shape. The heart-shaped pizzas, can you get those in Chicago?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can get them from, like, Pizza Hut and Domino's.
Yeah, what's the one by Fat Poor McCormick?
Paisano? No.
Yeah, Paisano's. Paisano's has them, too. Roses and candy. Clean the house, take the kids somewhere, and I get to stay home and take a nap. Ooh.
That's pretty cool, actually.
And everyone's like, yes! Sonic Boarding Group C, that's the name of the podcast. I'm out here. This is my segment called What You Doing on Michigan Avenue. So Michigan Avenue, if you don't know, if you've never been to Chicago, Michigan Avenue is part of the Magnificent Mile, which is the biggest shopping strip, I want to say. I don't know what I'm really talking about. Michigan Avenue is one of the biggest streets in Chicago. It goes straight through the loop, all the way down from Grant Park in the South Loop, all the way to the Gold Coast. Some people like to call it the Viagra Triangle over there. I'm out here with a sign. My good friend Hannah B on air.
What's up, homies?
We're out here with a sign, a handwritten sign, by the way, that says open mic, who wants to be on the radio? Hopefully someone's going to stop by that's not too cold, because it's really cold out here right now. We are on Lake in Michigan across from Nando's. Let's see what we get. All right, here we go. I'm just having fun. It's a lighthearted podcast for 104.3 Jams. Are you from Chicago?
No.
Oh, where are you from?
France.
I'm just doing an open mic out here on Michigan Avenue. What was your name?
Nicholas.
You have a camera. I see that. That's nice. And I saw you shooting something. So what are you doing on Michigan Avenue?
I'm on a business trip doing a video commission.
You live in France?
I live in Miami, but I'm from
France. Oh, okay. You live in Miami. The Super Bowl was just there this weekend. Were you there for the Super Bowl?
I just watched on TV. Oh, but I was in Miami, yes.
You were in Miami? How crazy was it? You didn't go to Gronk's party? You know Gronkowski?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Good. I'm glad you don't know Gronk, and glad you don't know his parties. Parties are wild. But my name's Sonic, so thank you so much for talking to me real quick. I'll let you get back to shooting. What are you shooting right now? Can you say?
Right now, I'm just shooting the cityscape.
The cityscape. And you have a nice camera. Do you have an Instagram? You want to plug your Instagram or your business?
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
He's like, are you weirded out? Be honest.
No. I'm,
no? Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm not weirded out.
That's a good start. Also, what do you think about the ladies in Miami versus France?
France better.
France is better?
Yes.
Why is that?
French touch, I guess.
Cool. What about the food?
Food, France.
Yeah, for sure. I was in Miami a couple weeks ago. The food sucked. There's no good Mexican food. There's a lot of good Cuban food.
Yeah.
You got to really hunt for some good food out there. For a guy like myself, I like to do video on the side as well for the radio station, not just podcasts. If you can give me one pointer, what would you say? Could be anything from equipment to techniques or whatever.
Not really much the technique, but just try to film as much things as you like. I mean, as you can, that you actually like.
Definitely have the passion behind it. Don't do something that you're not passionate about because you won't work, right?
Yeah, because you'll have to pay the bills to do some boring stuff sometimes, but try to do as much as possible the projects that you enjoy filming and doing.
That makes so much sense.
That would be the...
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks for being on here, and have a good day.
No problem.
Okay, now it's getting real. It's getting real cold. How cold is it out here today? All right, we got somebody. His name's Julio. Once again, the Sonic from 104.3 Jams, and this is called What You Doing on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, right now I'm actually on my way to a job interview.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
first of all,
so
you're
going
to get the job. You look very nice. You can't see him, but he's wearing some nice dress shoes, brown, some good slacks. They're not wrinkled. You have a nice coat on. Hair's done. You're trimmed up, cleanly shaven. You're going to do well. What are you interviewing for?
I'm interviewing for an account executive position over here nearby at an agency.
Okay, so you do sales.
It's kind of sales. It's a little bit more of like managing the business than sales.
Do you have a shoe in? How did you get this interview? You apply online somewhere or did you know somebody?
So this is actually my third round. I've had two phone interviews and now I'm going in person. And now I'm thrilled, I'm excited, I'm ready.
Good. This is a good warm-up for you, I would
assume. Oh, it sure is.
So, on this janky little podcast, it's called Boarding Group C, first of all. I'm a little bit of a mess. Oh, we got an ambulance coming through.
Oh, I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, hope everything's okay. Okay, and I'm not going to keep you that much longer, but it is pretty cold out here. when you do get this job, do you have a job already?
Yes, I do.
So then you have to put in your 2 weeks.
Yes, something like that. We'll see how they feel about it 2 weeks or 1 week or who knows.
Yeah. Are you going to be that guy that puts in his 2 weeks and then doesn't show up the last 3 days?
No, I'm a guy of my word. I like to fulfill what I say.
You have integrity. I like that.
I do
the right thing. You know, and that's also, I think that's kind of like bad karma, but it's also tempting. You know what I mean? Like, screw you guys. Do you have an Instagram? Do you want to plug anything or you want to stay anonymous kind of?
Name? If people want to go ahead and follow me on Instagram, I'm Julio with two O's and then two underscores Ray, I think. Actually, I'm not even sure.
Okay,
I totally don't even know.
Are you on TikTok?
I'm not. Not actually.
Also, Julio, let me ask you this. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Do you have an other?
Yes, I do have another. Her name is Karina.
Karina, okay.
Yes.
Shout out Karina. Yeah. What are you going to do? Did you already make plans? You look like the kind of guy that makes plans well in advance. Today is just the 5th of February, so we have 9 days. Do you already have plans?
Yes.
Look at you, show off.
So I do, yeah. We're actually not going to go anywhere, but I'm going to be making her a meal.
What are you cooking?
Salmon with broccoli and also sweet potato. We're both kind of health buffs. So.
Yeah, I like that. So, yeah, that's playing it safe. The salmon,
yes, it is.
I'm sure you've cooked it before.
Yes, I have.
I've done the cooked meal before where I was trying to experiment and do something for the first time. Oh. Didn't work out, so you're playing it safe. I love that. Julio, your Instagram, you pulled it up?
Yes, it is Julio, Julioo, two underscores, Reyes, Reyes. I didn't know my Instagram tag. Think about that.
No, that's cool. That means you're in a good relationship because you're not on there thotting. You know what I'm saying? So, follow Julio, all three people listening to this right now. And thank you so much. Good luck on your job interview, man.
Thank you.
Listen to 104.3 Jams if you can.
Definitely, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
What's that?
It's my birthday today.
And I forgot. Happy birthday. Oh, shoot. Here we go. Hey, girl, you want to be on the radio? That's not a good way to ask people. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Hey, Andy, if you could do me a favor. Okay, so say you're driving with somebody, one of your good friends, and you're going to go meet me for the first time, and they're going to meet me for the first time. You're going to meet me for lunch, and it's their first time meeting me. And they're like, who's the Sonic guy? What would you say?
Okay, so first I would say...
And you could, don't hold back. I'm not going to get offended. I won't take anything personal.
I would say, you know, he's my friend. He's my coworker. He does afternoons at 104.3 Jams. If I had to describe you, though, I would probably say you're like, you're just fun. You're goofy. You're like my big brother. You have like one of the biggest hearts that I know. I don't know. And you're just fun. You're spontaneous. You don't care what people think, which makes you like so dope. I don't know. I feel like every time we're together, we have like so much fun.
Thank you. Those are all positive things.
I don't even know what bad to say about you.
Okay. I'll help you.
Sometimes you drink a little much.
We're out. Yeah. I'm that guy. Like if you go out and we party, drink, you know, I might be the one that takes it to another level and just gets awkward and weird. I don't do anything. I'm never disrespectful, would you say?
I don't think so.
Okay. I get a little tipsy. I get a little sloppy. That's just, I'm Irish and Japanese. That is not a good mixture for drinking because Japanese people turn red. First of all, they look horrible. It's not a good look. If you've ever seen Karate Kid when Mr. Miyagi gets drunk.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's exactly how I am. It's like, falling over everywhere. But I'm happy. Like, that's my happy place. And then Irish people just get sloppy and messy. And then, so that combination is not good. That's crazy you brought this up because I'm going to dive deeper into this issue specifically in future episodes of this podcast. I've been thinking about this a lot lately and how it's been weighing on me, actually. This isn't the second time I've relocated for radio. Before I moved to Atlanta and I did 2 years out there, I did a contract. I'm talking like it's a prison sentence. I did 2 years in Atlanta and then I moved back to San Diego and then I relocated here to Chicago. But when I went to Atlanta, I had these episodes of where I'd go out and get really drunk. And I thought it was because I'm in a new city. Nobody knows me. They're not going to recognize me and I could just do what I want. But then now lately, since it happened again in Chicago, I feel like I've been tame lately. I just think that I've been feeling a void of relocating and feeling lonely and stuff like that. But like subconsciously, I don't wake up and cry and feel lonely. But yeah, it's a way I deal with things and feel a void. Okay. I guarantee it. But I didn't know that until I saw somebody talking about that. And I'm like, dude, that's just me. So anyways, didn't mean to go on that big rant right there, but that's me in a nutshell. I'm going to call this podcast Boarding Group C because, sometimes I am messy and very unprepared in life. I'll show up inappropriately dressed to like a function. One time I went to an American Heart Association dinner. And I showed up in jeans and a red shirt because he said, just wear red. This is like over 15 years ago, but still, I was so embarrassed that day. And I wanted to crawl inside my skin and just disappear and leave from there. Not harm myself. I just wanted to disappear from that funk, like that dinner and leave. I felt so dumb, but that's just me. I've done that more than once. So Boarding Group C, if you've ever flown Southwest, that's like the peasants of the flight, the people that didn't check in 24 hours in advance, the people that are unprepared, rolling out with like, I don't know, just looking a mess, maybe walk of shame situation. So yeah, Boarding Group C, that's what we're going to call it. First thing I want to talk about was TikTok, because in what we do, Angie, in our industry, we have to be, our social media game has to be on point. And
for
then
sure.
We've gone through, you know, obviously there's Facebook. I think it's actually, back in the day, we didn't really do much promoting on MySpace. It was just there. That was the big first big social media platform. We've done Facebook. We're still doing Facebook. Twitter, of course, is huge.
Instagram.
Then there was Vine. And then Snapchat. Snapchat's still there. I don't really use it too much anymore, personally. People still are heavy on Snapchat. But then now TikTok has emerged as like the biggest, not only music platform for some of these new artists out there, but also a social media platform. But I don't understand TikTok. And I've been trying because I'm not a hater. I just feel like I'm too old for it because when I go on there, this is my personal take. I just feel like there's a lot of people trying too hard to become insta-famous. I don't know another word for it. Become viral, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And get their money, which I can understand. Like, go for it. Get your money because if anyone can make money online through these social media apps, that's the way to go. Why not? Why wouldn't you? And
right.
I've been like a struggling wannabe YouTube star for just my whole existence online.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a YouTube star. So let me ask you, Angie, if you can go down like a pecking order of your social media apps, how do you rank them? Or like when you pick up your phone and you unlock it, what's the first one you go to? For me, real quick, I go Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and then that's it pretty much. And then I'll mess around with TikTok or Snapchat before I go to bed to just check to see if anyone's hit me up. So how would you run it down?
Okay, so for me, if I open up my phone, I'm checking Instagram first. I look at my story, I look at other people's stories, I look at my DMs. And then after Instagram, I think I would do my Snapchat. And then I would do Facebook probably first or second, but I've been locked out for over a week. So if anybody works at Facebook and you want to help me out, get back in my account, that'd be really cool.
Look, let me ask you this too, because on Facebook, we have different accounts, Instagram too, but like we're admins on 104.3 Jams' Facebook page.
Right.
So do you open up Facebook to see if you're missing something on the Jam side, or do you do it for your personal? Do you use Facebook personal? Like, oh, I got to put this on Facebook. I don't really do that.
No, I actually don't use Facebook for my personal use anymore. I do get a lot of my like my news content from there though, and I like to see what's trending, what other people are posting about, because you can kind of gauge like what other people are interested in.
Okay, so you hit your timeline versus your notifications.
Oh yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, yeah, cause I'm all into myself on Instagram. I just go straight to my notifications. Who commented on my?
Yeah. But I do watch TikTok, and I've been like pretty obsessed with it. Like I swear I start scrolling and it's like morning and then it's like afternoon already. And yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh.
2 hours later. Yeah. There has to be a rule. Like you can't, I do the same thing, even though I don't post on TikTok really,
right.
But I'm so fascinated by it. But also, I don't understand it.
Some of the videos are like all the same. Everyone's doing that. Oh, Nana challenge.
Oh, if I hear that song again and the, bippity boppity boop. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some people on here that definitely don't understand TikTok. So if you can explain it to people, if I could use you as like a TikTok expert. So you're explaining TikTok to your best friend's dad.
Okay.
That has seen the app, has seen online, like seen his kids posting TikTok videos on their Instagram or some other place, or he's seen them making these videos in their damn living room, like just being annoying. How would you explain TikTok to that generation?
Okay, so it's pretty much a compilation of even 30 second to a minute videos. There can be anything from like dances, instructions on how to do something, literally just like funny videos, kind of pranks.
Okay, but how does it work? Because yeah, there's a timeline, but then people can also recreate the videos and they start trending, duplicate the videos.
Same video.
Or
yeah,
using that sound.
You can make the same video. So say you did a video of you dancing to a certain song. Well, I can literally make the same video dancing to that same song and post it.
Or you learn the dance and then do it to the song and then post your own version of it.
Right.
I guess for my generation, it'd be like the Kid and Play or like Patty Cake or whatever.
Yeah, Miss Mary Mac kind of thing.
So then there's those different challenges. And that's how you fall into those holes, like you're saying. All of a sudden, it's
right.
2 hours later because you've been watching everybody's version of that video. And there's some shitty ones and then there's some really good ones.
Yeah,
and then
that's true.
I just get weirded out as a 40-year-old dude because I go on there. And these kids, I just feel like they're trying too hard, which I don't blame. I'm not hating, but I feel weird when it's like a 16, 18-year-old girl dressed a little risque,
yeah.
Which, whatever, you express yourself. But at the end of the day, you're doing it for the clout. You're just doing it for attention. You're doing it for the clout, the likes. Their bedroom's all lit up in these neon colors. And I look at them like, are you just locked in your room all day doing these videos?
I think that's literally what they do.
I feel bad. But then, you know, you can get your money off these apps. Like, let me back up a little bit here. If you've ever been on Vine, Vine's dead now, but Shawn Mendes was on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got discovered. He's one of the biggest pop stars out right now. Jake and Paul Logan, that's how they started. If you want to go all the way back, like MySpace, Tila Tequila was the first viral star.
Tila Tequila.
She was like the first one with a million friends or something like that. Is there any TikTok stars right now? I think there are.
Yeah.
Gary Vee had a couple on.
Yeah. The person who sings Roxanne, which we play at our radio station.
Okay.
B96.
That's where the song came from?
Yeah. It came from TikTok.
So that's an artist.
Right.
Is there any just TikTok stars? I know there's that one girl that dances.
It's a smart tactic. Didn't Justin Bieber get discovered because of YouTube?
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. So yeah, Bieber was on YouTube. A lot of YouTube artists mm-hmm. out there. But the other thing that freaks me out about TikTok is that now there's all this, like the older generation is on there getting crazy. It's okay though. Like LeBron's doing the dances with his son. That's quality time.
Right.
So I'm okay
Will
with that.
Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith doing it with his kids, which I can understand because, I mean, these days making videos with your kids, if they want to do a TikTok video and, you know, that's a good way for you to supervise their activity. But when you're standalone, like Kevin Hart's doing stuff where he's just talking, it's just weird when I see Kevin Hart on TikTok doing a selfie video promoting something or doing something. And then the next video that pops up on my timeline is a 16-year-old girl in her tube top just dancing all wild, a little too much for me. And then I got to keep scrolling because it gets awkward for me. And I'm by myself half the time. I'm like, oh, I hope nobody's seeing me. And then, I don't know, that's just not the look, I don't think. You know what I mean? That's not what we're doing right now.
They're just trying to stay young.
Yeah, and relevant. Or maybe, and then the other thing, like the Jonas Brothers are on there hard.
Yeah.
They're funny.
The Kardashian one was hilarious.
So, I get it. For them, maybe that's just fun stuff to do on their downtime. And you actually get a peek into the Jonas Brothers when they're not really acting, or even if
right.
they are. Nick Jonas, every time he takes a picture, he doesn't smile. He just looks like flawless mm-hmm. on his Instagram, you know. But now it's more behind the scenes when they're on TikTok and you can see what they're doing. They're on tour right now, I believe. I don't even know. It seems like it. You can tell what they're up to. It's their downtime, what they're doing to have fun and trying to be as normal as possible, I think. What am I trying to say here? They do go hard in the paint on TikTok. Maybe that's just the way artists and celebrities can have a way to express themselves these days, because they can't just go to Nando's across the street and eat, because it's going to be a bunch of selfies and a bunch of attention. They can't really just let their hair down. I feel like they're letting their hair down on TikTok and just being themselves, which
is
cool.
Yeah, it's an outlet. And TikTok is one of those social media apps that you don't really take anybody super seriously. It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be just like for fun. So it's not like Instagram where you're like, oh my goodness, she posted this and you look like this. Like, it's not that kind of an app.
Instagram, especially in LA, it's such a different beast. People will judge you for what you post, especially in our industry, in the entertainment industry. Even though radio is like the low-hanging fruit in the entertainment chain in LA, but people judge you so hard. I have friends in LA that are like, dude, everybody takes it way too serious. Instagram, way too serious. And sometimes I get caught up in that too. In a perfect world for me, I just went to a wedding, 2-3 weeks ago? I wasn't even on my story barely. I left my phone in my room, my hotel room, and I was in Orlando, and that would be lots of Instagram opportunities. I did take a lot of pictures, but I didn't post them. And it was so liberating to me. to not be checking my phone. Like, who liked that picture? Oh, nobody likes it. I better delete it. I'll delete my shit if no one likes it.
Yeah, no, that's something I need to work on. I feel like I'm always checking my phone. I'm always getting made fun of and in trouble for checking my phone. I don't know. Sometimes I don't even like realize I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's just second nature, especially if you get in an elevator anywhere or an uncomfortable situation. If you're on the bus or the train, people are just on their phone because
I always say it's my safety. My safety.
Yeah,
that's my
you
thing.
Feel comfortable like mm-hmm. that. Like if I go to a bar and I don't have a drink in my hand, I'm uncomfortable.
Or if now. You're at the club and you're waiting for your friends to get there and you have like nothing, no drink. Yeah, like you said, no drink or anything. I'm like, let me take my phone out.
And most of the time it's obvious. It's like, fool, you ain't got no business on your phone right now. You're not shooting an email. You're just trying to look like you're important or comfortable right now. In a perfect world, if I wasn't in radio and we didn't have to use social media for our jobs, I probably would disappear because it's so, that's another deep dive we can get into, but it's so unhealthy to me. That's how I feel. That'll do it for this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Sonic. Catch me on the radio.com app with this podcast every week and everywhere else that podcasts are available. Listen to me weekly afternoons on 104.3 Jams in Chicago through the radio.com app, 104.3 on your dial if you're in the car. And I'm always looking for featured guests, so if you think you'd be a perfect candidate, please reach out to me on Instagram, Sonic on Air. Talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.